听力课堂，听 class.com。
79. International Greeting Methods. Dialogue 1.
How was your trip to France last week? Do you think it was a successful trip?
In regard to the business I had planned to get done, I think it went pretty well. I visited both branch offices in Paris and Nice, but there were a lot of things to get used to that I didn't expect.
Like what?
For one thing, I got kissed more in the 3 days I was in France than the last 10 years living in Beijing.
What? Kissed? What are you talking about?
The French people usually kiss as a form of greeting when you first meet a person or when you see a friend. It's not real kissing. It's just like a little peck on both sides of your face, on the cheek. Or what's more common is air kisses, which is just making the sound of kissing instead of really kissing your cheek. Because I'm used to just a nice firm handshake, it took a little getting used to the kissing type of greeting in France.
Anything else that was different?
Yeah, they also tend to stand a lot closer to you when they talk. The space bubble around you is a bit smaller. I had to be careful not to subconsciously back up when people got closer than I'm used to.
Why would backing up be bad?
Because people might interpret it to mean you don't like them, when in reality, it is because of different social customs and conditioning. Dialogue 2.
Did you hear? After all the work and effort we put into securing the deal with our Japanese counterparts, the contract is off.
What? What happened? It seemed so solid. I can't imagine that they would back out on us.
It's quite simple, really. It was a bonehead from the executive committee that screwed everything up. You know they went to Tokyo last week to seal the deal and sign the merger contract.
Yeah? Don't tell me things went sour after the meeting?
Not after the meeting, but before they even got started. The lead guy they had there to do the talking, he obviously didn't do his homework about greeting customs in Japanese culture. He walked right up to the Japanese CEO and gave him a big slap on the back. Then he put one arm around him and continued talking, just like they were good old buddies.
Oh, geez. That probably would have worked fine in the USA. Most people would think he was trying to be casual and friendly, but I bet the Japanese boss felt pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable to call off the whole deal. Thank you.